This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? There we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Jason engineers the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheepman's with us, and we won't be taking calls today. Rich Sheepman has so many items on the blackboard that there won't be any room for calls today. Welcome, Rich Sheepman.
Well, thank you, Vince, and I appreciate that. I just think that, as I've mentioned several times, this last few months is going to make or break America. And we're either going to get an agenda that's forced austerity, basically only certain people, we're basically going to have a caste system. We're going to have an aristocracy, serf system, no middle class, forced vaccines, forced lockdowns, continue the delegitimization of work. Political correctness will be our guide, divide and conquer strategies, and rationalizing and justifying hate to fear will be the new norm, all controlled by technology. And Vince, when we spoke, I can't remember, was it yesterday or the day before? It was yesterday. It's really funny, class, how when Vince and I talk privately, Vince is like, oh, you got to mention that story on the air. We got to talk about that on the air, right? Folks, you have no idea how much details and information that I have to give to the American people to wake them up. And I shortcut everything, every story, every article, every detail to try to, but I try and keep it in context for the message. Now, Vince, you wanted me to talk actually about a story about cars, actually specifically my pickup truck. And you wanted me to mention this? Yes,
yeah.
America.
Yeah, since
Chris Fennelli asked me to talk about vehicles.
Since you mentioned cars. You know, Amit Singh sent me emails, and one of them said, "Since you mentioned cars,
you know what? If you do publish a book, Vince, I think that would be a great title. Since you mentioned,
I'm
going to
write it down.
I don't think you need to. Well, anyway, Vince asked me to mention this story. I'll try to be as quick as possible regarding my pickup truck. It's got about 100,000 miles on it, and I take it into the dealership to get oil changes, and occasionally I need new things like a tune-up or this part or that part. You know, they plug everything into the computers this day, even though the newest vehicle I own is a 2011. Basically, for all intents and purposes, it's a 10-year-old vehicle, because vehicles, as you know, are made the year before. It says it identifies as, if you will. So anyway, long story short, they asked me if I wanted a new tire pressure sensor because the sensor went out. And I said, well, you know, back in the 60s and 70s when we were driving around, I wasn't driving in the 60s, I was just a kid, but you know, we used to do things like actually check the tire pressure, you know, whether we used a tire gauge or we went to air was free pretty much everywhere back in those days. I remember my dad would just walk up to the tire and kick the tire. So we just did things a certain way. just out of curiosity, what was the tire pressure sensor cost? And it was $150 for labor and materials. And I just said, why do I need it? With all these computers and all this fancy stuff, why can't I just check things the old-fashioned way? Why can't I check the oil the old-fashioned way? Why can't I, you know, check the my fluids the old-fashioned way? And, you know, we've gotten too fancy in technology, and that's given us too much. You've heard me talk about unit of measures of despair, you know, things that are going in the wrong direction, like drugs and suicides, obesity, follower behaviors, people who are addicted to technology and have no balance with nature, how easy people are being sold out to buy narratives and avoid facts and truth because of political correctness or other reasons. We are literally lying down and accepting totalitarianism, tyrannical policies. We are accepting coups on a duly elected president. And at the same time, the antidepressant, depressant medication, you know, the psychotropic drugs are shooting through the moon. And we're seeing, as the powers that be recruit more followers into this lifestyle, we're seeing more of the consequences of inaction towards political correctness occur, and it's been getting worse and worse and worse every year. So we're not seeing justice for the people because of this. And the people have to pay when we can't fix it. It's called, and it turns into forced obsolescence. We have to take it back to the dealership. We have to get it fixed. It costs more money. And we're losing skill sets along the line, along that way. It's kind of analogous to having a big house. So many people think, oh, I got to have a big house so I can prove and show off my success. Well, when you are basically talked into buying a certain lifestyle, you're falling into this cookie-cutter follower, politically correct subdivision mentality where you no longer think outside the box. Just like when you have the big house, you also have bigger taxes, bigger insurance, bigger maintenance, and all other things go along with that. Increase covenants, increase homeowners associations, and you have certain things that you're not allowed to do. Maybe in that particular neighborhood, you can't cut down your own trees that you paid for. Maybe you can't have chickens or especially roosters. Maybe you can't have fire pits to do entertainment and cook around the fire pit like I do all the time. Maybe you have to paint your house certain colors or can't have certain colors. You know, you really have to ask about this lifestyle of fancy slash technology slash showing off your success and slash, because we're getting to the point where there's very little legitimacy in everything, including our economy. I mean, the powers that be we're literally in the process of the global economy because of this COVID-19, which is 1% about the pandemic or the plandemic, and 99% about the agenda, which we've talked about in great detail and specificity on the show. So this COVID-19 global economy and velocity of money is purposely being shut down. So this is why we talk a lot about inflation, deflation, stagflation, and I've given many, many hour-long lectures on this. We have an inflation of food and certain items of necessity for the little people, but we're still on paper in the deflationary, stagflationary economy. Now, when all this printed money that they're giving away starts chasing goods, then duck, because inflation is going to be flying around our heads. And unfortunately, we're in this situation, and we talk to the bottom 93% of income earners, okay? It's just like the examples that we give all the time with articles. You know, the airlines are taking bailouts, so what do? The executives fire staff, and we go back to this elite aristocracy fascist caste system. So we have more bankruptcies, more delinquencies, and more defaults increasing, unfortunately, and as long as we don't not just think outside the box, not just speak outside the box, but we have to live outside the box, because we are literally allowing hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing. And these divide and conquer strategies are literally, and we have talked about this, we have connected the dots. We are literally giving free lunch to the elite, and the wealth redistribution for asset ownership, for tax loopholes, it doesn't matter. It's illegitimately going to the top 1%. And we're literally falling into this trap. And I, as much as I hate to use cars or vehicles as an example to start this story, I just want to mention that we really need, now there is some good news about this COVID-19, Vince. So I talked about this yesterday. There's one positive result. Millions and millions of people are moving to rural America, and they're trying to go back to basics, logic, skill sets, living off the land, natural resources, thinking the way our ancestors, our pioneers, our homesteaders did it. And that's really good news, because obviously in these blue Democrat cities, nobody wants to be there for obvious reasons. Vince?
Since you mentioned cars, I just wanted to add a little bit more about how bad the situation is with these tire pressure sensors. So as Rich said, when we were younger, we would take a tire pressure gauge and we'd walk around the vehicle and we would put this gauge on each tire. We'd remove the valve cap on the tire valve stem, and we'd push this gauge on, and it would pencil type gauge, and it'd push out this rod, and it was marked with numbers like 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, you know, 22, 35, 34, 36, and so forth. And you would read the pressure, and you would either increase or decrease the pressure accordingly in the tire. Well, now we have these automatic sensors that are embedded inside the tire wheel assembly. Now, really what they are, think of it like a couple, in terms of size, maybe four dominoes put together, two on one end and two on another, and then a tire valve stem in the middle. And this thing is put inside the tire wheel assembly. It's attached to the wheel. And most of the wheels are aluminum, and the valve stem from this tire pressure sensor is aluminum as well. And what happens when you go to get your new tires, a lot of times the technician uses that tire spoon. It's that long rod. It's kind of like a pry bar almost. And when they remove the tire from the wheel, as the wheel rotates on the tire machine, that spoon hits the tire pressure sender and breaks it. Now it's a $150 repair. And so each one of the wheels has a tire pressure sender or sensor. And they are programmed. They have a serial number, kind of like a MAC address or a unique ID. And they're programmed to your car so that when it'll tell you which wheel has low pressure. So they have to be programmed for the wheel that they're on. So the left front, the right front, the left rear, the right rear. They're all uniquely programmed. So you know which tire is low. Now, if you go to change your tires and the tire technician nicks this thing and breaks it, it's $150 typically on average for one of them. They've got four of them, that'd be $600 additional to the cost of the tires and the balancing and the labor. Then, when I'll tell you a little bit more about this when we come back, and this is kind of annoying and expensive. We'll be right back with Rich Eben.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about these tire sensors. And what happens is they're... The actual valve stem where you apply air to inflate the tire is made with aluminum. And the valve, the Schrader valve that actually controls the pressure, you know, that little button you push in the tire valve to let air in or out, you know, that thing, that's also made out of aluminum. And what happens is they rust and they corrode and they lock in place. So when you go to buy a new tire, the tire guy wants to take that Schrader valve out of the valve stem. Goes to take it out, and it breaks off. What breaks off? The entire valve stem, because it's real thin aluminum. So now you need a new tire pressure sensor or sender. That's $150 in parts and labor because the guy broke it off. Why did he break it off? Because in the normal course of changing a tire, you let the air out of the tire so you can dismount the tire. That's a normal thing. Well, they break off all the time, and you cannot fix them. They cannot be fixed. They're designed to break, and they're designed for you to buy a new one. Now, when you buy a new one, the guy who or gal who does the installation and teaches this new sensor or sender to work with your car has to have a tool, a computer tool, in order to program your car's computer to recognize that new sensor. Now, the tool costs $135, but it doesn't do all cars. It only does some cars. So you can get a less expensive one that'll do, let's say, General Motors. But if you want Ford, you get a different one. Or you spend a lot of money, hundreds of dollars, and get one that does most cars, but not all cars. So some manufacturers are proprietary. So what I'm saying is this tire pressure thing, while it seems to be a real, oh, what a great idea, I don't have to check my tires, is a nuisance. Absolute nuisance. And these silly things fail all the time. So people, our customers, or our son's customers, come in. They say, yeah, I've got this light on my dash. Tire pressure's bad. But it's actually the sender. And so is it worth $150 or $100 or $50 to fix that thing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So they break when you get your new tires installed. They break by themselves, and they break when you try to let air out of tires. It's something that is absolutely, positively not necessary. But the generally dumb public does not understand that for about a dollar or two or three or four, or if you really want a pretty good one, maybe $20 for a tire pressure gauge, you can do this yourself. But we don't know how to do this. It's too hard to walk around the tire, the car and look at the tires. Way too hard, right? It's kind of like, I got called into the dean's office when our daughter was going to school because I had our daughter sign a contract with me that said that she would check the tires once a week before using the family car. And before she got in the vehicle every time, every single time, she would walk around the vehicle and look and visually inspect if any of the tires were flat before taking off. And while she was walking around the car, she would look at the, you know, underneath there. Are there any animals under there? Is there any animal behind the car? Did somebody leave a shopping cart behind the, you know, the truck that you couldn't see? Look in the vehicle, in the back seats. Anybody in there? Did anybody break in? You know, that was required. That was a written contract with our daughter before, because she drove first, you know, on the road. It was a written contract. And the dean at the university called me and said, what I'm doing is absolutely unfair. That's miserable, making her do that, and making her replace her own brakes and fan belts and check all the fluids and change her own oil and do all that stuff. That's, you know, that's, I guess, cruel and unusual punishment. And I said, you know what? I didn't get a manual when we got her. She came without an owner's manual, and I'm trying to figure this out by myself. And by the way, she's our daughter, not yours. And the insurance agent, I shared that with him. He wanted to see the contract. He thought it was so good, he put it in his filing cabinet because he thought every parent should do that. Every parent should teach their children how to change the tire. You know? Okay, so before we go for that first drive, we're going to learn how to change the tire in case you have a flat. We're going to learn how to chock the wheels. We're going to learn how to make sure the vehicle's level. We're going to learn how to loosen the lug nuts. And if they're really tight, we're going to learn how to loosen a really tight lug nut by stepping on the tire wrench, a lug nut wrench. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of things wrong with America, and that's just one little nit that we're too stupid to check our own tires. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? So we're going to rely on some computer to do it for us. We'll be right back with Rich Sheehan. He's in Montana and he lives off-grid.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It's becoming clear now that this year's party conventions are going to be very different from most years. For instance, at the Democratic National Convention, the list of speakers at the modified event in Milwaukee may only have one name on it. Reports are that Joe Biden may be the only person to actually speak while present in Milwaukee, with everybody else only participating online. Meanwhile, the sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida, says they're running out of time to put together plans for having anybody at the GOP convention.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. I just know what I have in front of me today is not going to work.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is scheduled to meet with Republican and Democratic lawmakers today to try to hammer out another coronavirus stimulus bill. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, is confirming that his vice presidential list includes four women, four black women. Biden telling MSNBC it's important that his administration look like America. He says he will not yet reveal any names, but says four candidates have been vetted so far. Biden will reveal his choice before accepting the Democratic presidential nomination next month, he says. More than 6 in 10 Americans are supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, and nearly 7 in 10 say the criminal justice system does not treat black people and other minorities equally. The ABC Washington Post poll just out today shows 63% of people surveyed say they support Black Lives Matter. A record 69% say black people and other minorities are denied equal treatment in the criminal justice system. The poll also reports 55% of those surveyed think black people in their community experience racial discrimination on a daily basis. And history buffs, or just anyone looking for an interesting place to live, might be interested in an upcoming auction in North Dakota. The site is to be a auctioned off Cold War missile silo in Walsh County. It comes without any warheads. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fox 8. It's going to be sliding.
I know. One of today's hot.
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Rich brought up a really good point. Why are we all so broke? Well, I looked up the price of a 2010 Ford Mustang, a common car, tire pressure sensor, $41 at AutoZone, if you buy four of them. So that's $160-something dollars for a four-pack, $41 a piece. So here's what happens. You have to remove the wheel from the car to put this thing on. Then you have to dismount the tire from the wheel. Then you have to install this new tire pressure sensor. Then you have to reinstall the tire. Then you have to rebalance the wheel and tire assembly. Then you have to reinstall the wheel and tire on the car. Then you have to program the new tire pressure sensor. Now, so that's why it's $150. Now, what would it cost if you just replaced that with a new tire valve stem, you know, the rubber kind, the kind that we used to use in the good old days, like, I don't know, 20 years ago? Well, I can tell you what they cost us, 25 cents a piece. You know, those black rubber valve stems that they charge between $1 and $2 or $3 a piece for, they cost us 25 cents a piece. I'm not making that up. So what we're looking at is enormous labor cost, enormous complexity, and the average guy can't handle it. And they think they need this stupid thing, and they don't. Just put a piece of tape over that light. You know, that's the easy way on your dashboard that says, you know, your tire's pressure's low, if it's just a faulty sensor. But check your tires, for Pete's sake. Buy a good quality tire pressure gauge. Buy one. Find a good one with name brand. Name brand, like old Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N. That's a good one. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, there's a real reason we talk about personal experiences on here because, you know, in a lot of cases, we do talk about financial, economic, social, and political data. We do talk about political correctness. We do talk about outside-the-box ideas and doing things differently. A personal experience, when we read a lot of these articles and that aren't published in the mainstream media, that are published in the alternative or the new media, you know, we dovetail them with personal experiences because the mainstream media, basically, they'll take everything and they'll make it secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. There's no credibility to that. And that's why we got basically the fake, made-up, set-up, everything phony, Russiagate, Ukrainegate, P dossier, Stormy Daniels, General Flynn, the Mueller trial, Obamagate slash Spygate. I mean, we have this is why we talk personal experiences on certain things, because there's no legitimacy if we just do what the mainstream media does, which is rumor, gossip, hearsay, and secondhand information. Now, that being said, I'd like to go, Vince. Time is just going quick into some articles. News in a flash, as you would call it, if I may, please.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to sit back and enjoy.
And what we can do, you know, if there's an article here, as usual, Vince, that, as you would say, gets you frosted, please comment on that, because I know this audience probably knows about some of these articles. I know this audience knows that we do our reading and research, and this audience is well read and researched. However, sometimes there are articles that are just beyond Twilight Zone. It's hard to believe that America has dropped this far. So I'm going to start with something I mentioned a little less general, and that is, what a surprise is a mass exodus out of New York City. Well, folks, there's a mass exodus out of pretty much every blue Democrat city or state right now. Mass. And there's no choice. Either you're going to be a follower controlled by technology. You're not going to have free markets of supply and demand. Work will continue to be delegitimized in these cities. We're going to have more tools like social distancing and masks to basically eliminate freedoms, liberties, rule of law, make you submissive, break your will. You know, masks right now are used as anonymity for destruction and violence. And I'm sure I know this audience is aware of that. Food shortages, lack of free speech, more depopulation, more forced vaccines, more lower immune systems, more immunity passports, more 5G powers destroying our immunity, more domestic violence, depression, division, chaos, infighting. Voting will have no legitimacy in blue cities. It will be 100% rigged. I can guarantee that. But people aren't just leaving out of the New Yorks. They're also leaving out of the Michigans, the Minnesotas, the Illinois, the Washingtons, the Oregons, the California. Heck, I read an article. And the articles I refer to, folks, are articles since I've been on the air last. And the longest period of time is just 1 week, okay? Just 1 week. And I go through them quick because I want to make sure that people get the context, get the information. And I know half of it is hard to believe here in America, but these are actually legitimate published articles in the public domain. Now, I read an article that to rent a U-Haul out of Illinois takes a minimum of 3 weeks. I want you to wrap your head around that. That's how many people are leaving the state of Illinois. And I don't blame them. Next article. African American History Museum. Okay. Here's another Twilight Zone episode. I know some may not believe me, but this African American History Museum is calling individualism, science, hard work, whiteness. And I've given many articles over the past where they've also said math is white supremacy. See, this is what the powers that be are doing. They're giving the narrative to certain institutions, and they're saying, well, if you want your salary, if you want to stay afloat, if you want to stay in business, you better publish and preach this narrative. And what it does, it eliminates all ideas and solutions, especially outside the box, thinking and living to these poor people. Basically, it's eliminating the control of their own destiny. These are all divide and conquer strategies. It's basically a job to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. It's meant to sway public opinion and hold on to the narratives and the talking points and the microphone in order to divide the people. And this is why I always say when you stand for principle, three criteria, the same rules, laws, and accountability, truth, and if someone has less consequences for their behavior, you get to do it too. These are nothing but group identity politics. This is professional wordsmithing. This is media propaganda. This is subliminal messaging. This is meant to insult the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all those people. This is meant to degrade and disrespect these people. You never, ever empower a people, a person, or a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is meant to make people submissive. It's meant to break their will. It's meant to demoralize them. It's meant to reward mediocrity, which eliminates opportunity, knowledge, and productivity and innovation for the little people. That's what's happening here. You know, when we talk about this war in information, which a lot of us, we hear this all over not just the old media, but the new media. People talk about it. Information should have an asterisk and quotes around it because it's basically, it's objective facts, rule of law, logic, common sense versus propaganda hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting for control of the narratives, to influence fear, to create the strategy of distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the American people by whatever groups you want. It's another form of race baiting, sex baiting, religion baiting. This is what is actually happening in America today. So we are actually allowing the powers that be to provide open roads for anarchy, eliminating full potential of the abilities and opportunities for all the masses, designed for by groups. It's elite causing chaos and infighting in order to control everything from the people, including currency, including natural resources, and again, information. And we have to be aware of what the bottom line is. We have to see the trees through the forest. We have to play chess. And remember, I've mentioned this many times, we all have, to be the best chess player or pool player, you know, like a pool table. The best players think 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. And we are not doing that. Is there a major wake-up for the people? Absolutely. But we also have to stop being the silent majority, start resisting these divide-and-conquer strategies, and see how the powers that be are poisoning us against ourselves. You know, it's just like, you know, these big banks that get in Wall Street that get bailed out. They have their own hedging plan. They create make-believe, they call it legitimate, but again, it's in quotes, derivative packages, and they bail out the big people like the Warren Buffetts, but the little people are suffering. Next article. Lawsuit. Teen boy forced to take estrogen shots after diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder. I personally think that what's going to happen, and I don't have a crystal ball, I'm not making a prediction, okay? I'll put it the way I often do. I will not be surprised if all these people who have been forced to take estrogen mimickers, from the plastics to our food to our water to the all the poison in our municipal water, if there's not going to be a major lawsuit for all these men being emasculated, it would not surprise me one bit, because it is science. This is why the powers that be want to get rid of science, okay, and call it whiteness. It's all an excuse, because science and math and common sense and logic, these are all the things that make America better and gives us an opportunity to control our own destiny. This is why we talk about on the show about getting back to basics, food, water, shelter, energy, and we've talked in great specificity and detail about all that. Next article, U.S. government uncovers massive nationwide trafficking ring run by the Chinese to arm BLM terrorists with powerful weapons of war. Did you hear that? Do you still want to infight between us Americans? We need to be Americans right now more than ever. Let me read that article again. I'm not trying to scare the people. I'm trying to wake the people up. U.S. government uncovers massive nationwide weapons trafficking ring run by the Chinese to arm Black Lives Matter terrorists with powerful weapons of war. Folks, this is very, very dangerous. Now I'm going to leave you with one last article before the break here. Man stole $9 million in virus bailout and went gambling in Vegas.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with his class. He's in Montana. I'm in Missouri. And I've been mentioning that that I expect a food shortage across the United States for sure. At least that's my opinion. Based on the heat dome, based on the lack of moisture, and so forth. And it's really difficult on the animals. It's really difficult. When I talk about animals, I'm talking about livestock. It's difficult for them to find water through streams right now. For those of us who have ponds and streams, the streams are dried up. The creeks are dried up. The ground is turned to dust. The grasses are brown. And, you know, for those growing other crops that need moisture to grow, and they all do, it's tough. So I'm really expecting food shortages this year. I really am. And that's in addition to the corona panic and the coronavirus, the COVID-19. McDonald's, you know, the world's largest restaurant chain, has a policy of allocation for beef and pork shipments to the restaurants because of the shortage. They're not doing it. They're not saying, well, you can't have what you're asking for because we don't feel like giving it to you. They want to sell, you know, corporate McDonald's wants to sell as much as they can to their franchises. Well, franchisors and franchisees. Well, the problem is the packers, the meat packers, are affected. So the supply's down. And that's just one example. Just one example. So if McDonald's is having trouble obtaining pork and beef, Yeah, sausage, hamburger patties. So is everybody else. That means we are. So keep that in mind as you plan going forward. If you have a freezer, you know, we advise you to get one a long time ago when you get one for $75. Now they're like five to seven times as much for a used one as they were. As a matter of fact, freezers, there was a glut of freezers probably about a year ago. You could get them for free. People were giving them away. They just wanted to get rid of them. Working freezers. You know, free to a good home. Now, that same freezer's $750, $500 used. So you might want to pay attention to the signs that are all around us that there will be more food shortages, more allocations. And the supply chain knows how to do it. They know how to allocate now. You just try to buy, you know, just go to your favorite store and they may say limit two, if they have it, whatever it might be. Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why people are gardening a lot more. And during the break, I checked my phone to make sure my mute button was on. It was, thank God, because I was laughing so hard looking out on my porch. I have guinea hens out there, baby guinea hens, and a couple of new kittens rolling around wrestling. And it's just a show. Every day around here, it's just a comedy show, whether it be goats, baby goats, dogs. Right now, I got my Great Pyrenees guard dogs barking at something out there. I mean, you never know what we can have. I mean, sometimes you look out the window, you see a grizzly or a black bear or a mountain lion or a fox or a coyote. It really is a show, and I really recommend people, and they are, which we've discussed in great detail. We have a massive wake-up, and people are getting back to the land. People are starting to think outside of the box because they can see that the powers that be want to divide us and want depopulation. They want food shortages. They want skill sets to be eliminated for basic necessities and needs. And here is when I talked about that last article. I'm going to move on to more articles here. Man stole $9 million in virus bailout and went gambling in Vegas. This actually happened. I read the article. I read most of these articles, if not all of them. This is a true story, and I'm going to go to some articles right now on economics, and then since Vince talked about the COVID-19, I want to discuss some articles on that as well. Next article, photos, security for Minneapolis council members who called to defund the police, hired security, and spent $152,000. So a lot of these people in these blue Democrat states are so hypocritical, so double standards, so entitled with their eliteness because they're in some council. They are literally asking to defund the police, but they're hiring personal security with your taxpayer dollars. This is an outrage, and this is why people need to start sticking up, because people are losing ground. I've talked many, many years how the bankruptcies, delinquencies, and defaults are going in the wrong direction for the little guy. There's an article right here. 3.4% of mortgages are delinquent. Now, the peak of 2008, the Great Recession, was 2%. Now we're at 3.4%. Free cash flow is in free fall. The macro environment is severely impaired, and I will get back to these articles after the break.
Yeah, it's about 20 seconds away.
Okay.
We're looking at the country falling down. We're not coming back from this, class. We're not. It's up to you to protect yourselves.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.